On January 31, 2023, I completed the last of my series of literature reviews on the cause of multiple sclerosis. Over 40 years of serological evidence, the last in 2022, points to the paramyxovirus family that includes the morbillivirus, as the cause of MS. This theory, clarified by Cook and Dowling, goes back more than 50 years. Testing. In the 1990s, the in situ RT-PCR test was perfected and as an alternative to serology testing. It could be used to test the paramyxovirus theory. MS is a problem. 93,000 Canadians have MS. Saskatchewan has the second highest MS rate in the world. Alberta is first. The beginning of the project. I began my MS project in 2015. I'm was curious, I'm retired, so no need for a grant. My background is historical research, so my research question was, what does the research literature say about the cause of MS? Initial reading stated there was no known cause, but that genetics and or environmental factors were probably the cause. The literature did not conclusively support genetics or environmental factors as the cause. A virus. However, a 1977 paper in the May issue of a prestigious medical journal seemed promising. It was by neurologist Dr. Stuart D. Cook, M.D., and neurologist Dr. Peter Dowling, M.D. of Rutgers. They presented the theory that a virus, morbillivirus, was the probable cause of MS. The virus theory, as the cause of MS, is supported by Dr. Donald H. Gilden, M.D. In his paper, Infectious Causes of Multiple Sclerosis, he argues, the disorder is acquired, and adds, most likely cause is a virus. Virology, the study of viruses, is relatively new, less than 90 years old. It is a field of study that offers promise for the discovery of the cause of many medical conditions. For example, Francis Peyton Ruse was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1966 for his 1910 work that connected viruses to certain cancers. The Epstein-Barr virus. In 2021-2022, Dr. Alberto Asherio and his team at Harvard researched EBV as the cause of MS. Robinson and Steinman of Stanford University completed a similar study. Dr. Alberto Asherio has studied EBV and MS for more than 25 years. In the end, EBV is not the cause of MS. However, I agree with Dr. Asherio, EBV, mononucleosis, plays a role. Canadian research papers. In addition to a review of papers from around the world, I reviewed Canadian MS research literature. I found the Canadian research papers disappointing. One Canadian paper suggesting genetics as the cause of MS motivated me to take a road trip with my buddy, the late Roger Butterfield of Moose Jaw. Through observation, we tested the paper's genetic assumption against the Cook and Dowling virus assumption. We concluded the paper's genetic assumption was wrong because it omitted important evidence. Historic perspective. The 1916 paper by Scottish pathologist Drive, James Walker Dawson, Dawson's disease, on brain lesions, common in people with MS and called Dawson's fingers, was ahead of its time. Today his discovery is an important MS diagnostic tools. 6,000 hours. I spent over 6,000 hours using the literature review methodology and compiled a comprehensive summary and bibliography of research on the cause of MS. Testing the Cook and Dowling virial cause of MS theory. Never done. Although inconclusive, the literature seems to point to a virus as the cause of MS. To the best of my knowledge, in situ RT-PCR testing has never been used to test the Cook and Dowling theory. This type of testing could be the next logical step in the search for the cause of MS. Testing is beyond the scope of my research. I thank Moose Jaw today and the Moose Jaw Express for giving me a forum to present MS ideas. Dedication. My project is dedicated to the late Roger Butterfield and men and women like Roger who make the effort to do the little extras that makes our society a better place. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.